A couple years back, I ran an ad for Claude Hopkins' scientific advertising book. I recorded, it's in the public domain at this point. I recorded an audiobook version of it and I put that online plus a PDF and I made it available for free. And I ran this ad as a lead generation method to drive people to sign up for me for a free copy of Scientific Advertising, which, by the way, it's still out there. So if you go to freescientificadvertising.com, you can actually get that. And I'll make sure to include a link in the description with this. So I ran this ad, and the headline on the banner ad was "Dead Marketers Don't Lie." Dead Marketers Don't Lie. And I want to talk a little bit about that in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So that ad, "Dead Marketers Don't Lie," it worked pretty well, and I thought it was fun. And heck, I might start running it again. So, like, what did I tap into with that? Why is that valuable? And why is what I'm actually talking about there and encouraging people to check out this old book so valuable of advice? I just want to reflect on that and have a little fun. I thought it would be a great topic for today's episode. So, dead marketers don't lie. We have this perception as a society and even us as marketers that many of the people who are trying to sell us things, whether that's through marketing or through direct sales, have a motivation to misrepresent themselves, to misrepresent their offers, to misrepresent, you know, the promises and their proof and all of that stuff. We have this belief because there are enough bad actors out there, enough people who do misrepresent themselves, that we have to be careful. So as prospects in any market, we have our BS filters up, right? Like, we are looking for a reason to call BS on people who are making promises to us. And rightly so, we can protect ourselves and protect, you know, our investments in whatever products or whatever. And so there is this underlying belief, negative emotion around marketers are liars. And so by saying dead marketers don't lie, it taps into that through this unique mechanism in the message of, like, dead marketers don't lie. Okay, that's interesting. Why do dead marketers don't lie? But there's also like a double entendre there, because it's like a zombie coming back to life. The zombie is no longer lying in its grave. It's back alive, right? So as a bit of a poet too, like I really like that. The other message that comes across in there is that old marketers endure because they told the truth. Their messages are alive again, are still alive because they were valuable and continue to be valuable. And so, like, my friend and client Perry Marshall, he teaches that one of the things that you should do every morning is read a book that's at least 1,000 years old, like read from a book that's at least 1,000 years old. So a lot of ancient religious texts definitely fit for that, but there are also a lot of texts that have endured since before, you know, really he says pre-Gutenberg, like read a book that existed before the printing press and still exists today, because it was a powerful enough lesson to endure when people had to handwrite books, when people literally had to write books by hand, and to get a new copy of a book, somebody had to rewrite that book by hand. And yes, then it endured through the printing press and the rise of all of that and the rise of new technology. Well, old marketers endure. Marketers from decades ago, from a century ago or more, endure. Their lessons endure because they touched on certain truths that are still relevant today. So, for example, Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins, to me, that's like one of the most foundational books of advertising. And even somebody today, this book was written 100 years ago. It was written well before internet marketing, and yet it could be the most valuable internet marketing book that there is. Jay Abraham says, David Ogilvy said nobody should have anything to do with his with advertising until they've read this book seven times. Jay Abraham said he's read it like 50 times, and he used to actually charge people tens of thousands of dollars to come to these week-long live events, and part of what he would do from stage would be just read scientific advertising. This was before it was widely available again. So these people who have been hugely successful in advertising read Claude Hopkins because it laid out these foundational principles of effective advertising that like persist today, that are just as valuable today. And that's the reason why we study these old advertisers. I mean, when I look at all the books that I have about marketing and advertising and copywriting, probably at least half of them were written, at least the original version, before the internet. Like before the internet was a widespread thing. And those are usually even more valuable than the ones that were written after the internet was created, with the exception of like being able to figure out a very specific like application of marketing. And I think about this in the context of, I wrote this article a few years back, and it's become one of my core frameworks that I teach. The architecture of A-list copywriting skills, that was specific to that article. I've backed it out, and it's really the architecture of all skills. So the foundation that's laid for any skill is based on principles, meaning like the rules, the basic rules for what works, and strategy. And strategy is how you apply those rules, right? Like general guidelines for applying those rules. And then once you have your principles and strategy as the foundation for marketing campaigns, advertising, whatever, then you get into techniques and tactical applications of the techniques. So a technique is a way to apply the strategy, and a tactic is a way in that specific instance to apply that technique. And so you may say that every advertisement advertising is salesmanship multiplied. Or salesmanship in print was the old Claude Hopkins, or advertising is sales multiplied, which is my updated language around that. So advertising is sales multiplied through media. That's a principle of effective selling. So a strategy that is an implementation of that principle may be that your advertising needs to ask for response. And then a technique could be in order to get in order to ask for a response in an advertisement, you should have an order form for somebody to fill in. And then the tactical implementation of that could be, this is the order form design and general layout and copy ideas that are proven to get the best response today, right? And so that's how you take something that's this broad principle that advertising is sales multiplied through media, and you get it down to the specific tactic. And when you go back and you study these dead marketers who don't lie, if you look at it in the context of, oh, what tactics did they use in newspaper advertising in the 1910s and 1920s, like that stuff doesn't feel as relevant anymore. What language did they use? And you can easily dismiss the book on those grounds if you're just looking for tactics. But if you're looking at the deep underlying principles, for example, Claude Hopkins teaches that you should always do a test marketing campaign and tally the results and determine, based on the results of the initial test, if it is worth rolling out on a broader scale. And ideally, you should conduct multiple tests to figure out what works best, and then take what works best and roll that out. Well, that's a strategy that even today, like you look at Lean Startup by Eric Ries, which like blew up in the startup world. It's all about testing out some business concept as quick as possible on a smaller scale with early adopters, and then figuring out what works and what doesn't work, maybe iterating, coming up with a few different things to test, and then once you have something that works, rolling it out. Well, that book, like honestly, I don't know if Eric Ries studied scientific advertising, but so many of the principles in that behind the Lean methodology are just scientific advertising all over again. And like it's so powerful to go back to early sources and to understand, and then you can start to see this repetition of ideas that works in generation after generation, and to the point that you say, like, okay, how can I use this today? How are other people using this today? So, for example, I'm going through some other books right now, and they're talking about rapid iteration, rapid testing of different ideas, and trying to figure out what gets engagement. And then once you have that, how do you scale up from there? And again, like, it's all the same thing. So once you have the principles and strategies from these dead marketers who don't lie, once you have the principles and strategies, you have, like, it's just a matter of figuring out how to apply it today. And so media changes, like the specific media you're going to use. Obviously, the internet didn't exist. Social media didn't exist. Facebook advertising as a platform, or YouTube advertising as a platform, or whatever the next thing is going to be. Like, those things didn't necessarily exist when these principles and strategies were laid out. And media's change, technologies change, trends change. And you have to adapt to that. But the underlying human psychology and the buying decision-making process and the sales process, like, those things don't change. And so when you're grounded in the principles and strategies that work, that you can learn from somebody who wrote a book on marketing and advertising 100 years ago, like, once you're grounded in that, then it's so easy to adapt to whatever is going on. And so the reason we study that is so that we can learn the underlying psychology, the underlying processes that work for advertising, marketing, business, whatever. And then we just map it to our current scenario. And if you do, again, like, if you want to pick up that free scientific advertising book, you just go to freescientificadvertising.com. You'll get the audiobook. It's MP3s. You just download it, and a PDF copy of the book if you prefer to read it. You just have to give your email address there, and you'll be added to the Breakthrough Marketing Secrets daily email list as well. Also, I'll include a link to that initial article, The Architecture of A-List Copywriting Skills. I have a little graphic that tries to explain, like, how the whole thing works. But basically, recognize that if your principles are in alignment with success, then it all goes from there. And if you want to be more successful at marketing or advertising or any other skill, the first thing you need to do is shift your principles to match whatever is, like, the most successful, whatever it is that the most successful people do, whatever principles the most successful people base their businesses on or their skills on. When you match to that, then it's a matter of just honing your strategies and techniques and tactics a little bit, but the biggest shift will always come from shifting your principles and then your strategies. Okay, so with that, I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love if you'd leave a comment or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of this, even if it's just going to download Scientific Advertising or maybe reading it again or listening to it again if you have gone through it at least once before? Remember, J. Abraham said he went through it 50 times, and he recommends other people do the same. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com or, again, freescientificadvertising.com. Sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I've got a lot of great stuff in the works for you. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it today, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.